We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, I'm going to share a different traveling story with you. We talked not long ago about how this lady had asked this guy to change seats because she had her child and they had been separated, and he had paid for an extra legroom seat, and he did not want to give that up. And I think we all agreed that was okay because surely someone else could have stepped up or she didn't make her plans ahead. I don't know. But one person has a different view on this, and I think it's kind of interesting. This person said, I swapped seats for a child on a plane as another passenger refused, and I say it's their loss. And what happened here is that this guy was sitting next to someone, and this woman came up to him and said, hey, I was wondering if you could switch seats. She said that I had a window seat. I was super excited about it, but a woman came down the aisle and she was in the middle seat. She sits down between us and she leans over and said, my husband's coming with our newborn. Would you mind switching seats so we can sit together and he can help me take care of the baby? The passenger said, no, I'm not moving. She turned to me. I had heard the conversation. I said, yeah, I would love to. Where do I need to go? They told me that I had a middle seat towards the back of the plane, one of the worst seats on the plane. But I said, whatever. I went back there, and the woman beside me in my new seat was an older woman, and she was pitiful and hated life. So the flight attendant said to me, hey, you're a great guy, and all your drinks on this flight are on me. Aww. I said, oh, that's not necessary. About that time, the old woman piped up and said, what about me? What about my free drink? The flight attendant said, well, this man just gave up a window seat right at the front of the plane to be here sitting next to you so a young family could be together. I wish there were more guys in the world like him. He's such a great guy, and his drinks are on me. So I got rum and Cokes the entire flight. A lot of people said they would never do this. They said, I wouldn't change for nothing. I'm not moving seats for anyone. Sorry, not sorry. Someone else said everyone has access to the same booking and they could have changed seats. They should have planned accordingly. And then someone else says the young family should have booked sooner and paid more for that window seat. But I think if you're in a situation where it doesn't hurt you to do that, there's no reason not to be nice.
I've switched seats before and it's not a big deal, but I do think if his seat was that bad, maybe she and the baby should have gone back there instead of making the person who's doing something nice for you sit in the horrible seat.
Let me offer the person in the back of the plane a chance to sit up the front of the plane, and we'll bring my family to the back. I agree with you.
But then, well, trying to think. He said one of the reasons he did it, too, is he didn't want to sit next to the screaming baby, which makes sense.
That does, too. But an old...
But he ended up with an old lady who's hated life.
I don't know, it's a trade-off.
It's kind of fun to know you're getting free drinks and she's sitting there miserable and watching you get them.
At least sometimes the baby's just asleep and quiet. The old crotchety person most likely is going to talk to you the whole time.
I was thinking he might would have given the drinks to the old lady and got her passed out and then stole her stuff.
Mm. Wow, you just Happy take this ending. To a dark place. I always thought it was not legal to switch seats because they have, you know, sheet of paper that says which seat that each passenger is in case there's ever any accidents, they'll know who's in that row.
I don't believe that's a law.
But I didn't know. I don't know.
I've been asked by flight attendants if I would trade with someone before.
I normally pay more to pick my seat.
You can do that for free.
And and sit closer to the front of the plane. That's where I prefer to sit. But I don't know.
Well, that's my comment. You know, the big joke of all this is the airline sitting back, making us pay for something we used to do for free.
Exactly.
And laughing while we fight with each other about it instead of them.
I don't know. You seen those videos online? Poor stewardess are taking a lot of heat right now. So
that's
I think
not a stewardess. That's the airline.
Let's grab our pitchforks and our torches and go storm the castle.
Well, I mean, we could be buying their tickets or, I mean, I don't know. But the airlines are the ones that are screwing everybody. And then they have us fight with each other about it.
Hey, three things always tell you flight attendant, they say. First, if you are a medical professional, like an EMT, doctor, or nurse, please let them know because that could help out in case there's an emergency on the plane. And also tell them that you're afraid to fly because they will help you calm down.
Keep an eye on you.
And also, if you're not feeling well, those are the three things, according to flight attendants, that we need to tell them.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, hey, I'm a doctor, I'm not feeling very well, and I'm afraid to fly.
There you go. That really confusing.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying. We should tell them all those things.
Not all three of them at the same time, if you are having some of those issues, because they want to know and they want to help you out. Yeah, and keep an eye on you during the flight.
Okay. That's exactly what I want them to do.
Keep an eye on you?
No. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, okay, yeah, because you're one of those guys that don't put up your tray table. You're a rebel.
I put up my tray table, but I do lean my seat back, too.
Yeah.
Because you're allowed to.
You are living on the edge.
I don't like y'all today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, a friend of mine has a toddler. He said, you know, I never realized how much I'd have to brush up on my spelling now that I have toddlers. Because it's the ways that parents communicate when they do have smaller kids in the house. So, for example, they communicate with spelling. You know, because they don't want the kid to realize.
You do that with dogs, too, like a T-R-E-A-T.
Yeah, yeah. Your dog will know that that's a tree.
Yeah.
Also, with eye contact, parents communicate that way, like, don't say that right now. And also code words. They have apparently code words that they use.
I have, and I'm not going to say names. I have a friend, and their kid is when they're around and we're drinking a shot of Fireball.
Yeah.
It's called Waterball. We don't want her to start saying Fireball.
Yeah.
But she'll say cheers every once in a while.
Yeah.
With her bottle.
You know, and I remember, so it didn't work out so well for me because my son was so good at spelling. And so, because there was a time I was like, hey, don't go in the backyard because there's an S-N-A-K-E out there. And I was going to get this shovel at the time. And he goes, don't worry, I'm afraid of snakes.
Yeah, you can't do it when they're 12.
Well, he was 12 at the time. He was just a very good speller. Yeah. And, you know, like, Uncle Jerry got pulled over by the police. What'd he do? So it didn't work so well for me.
You were talking about the Fireball thing. There's a little thing on the internet right now, this kid, and he's on there saying, it's wine time, and he obviously learned that from his mom. So you got to be careful. I know my kids for the longest time knew that it was wine o'clock somewhere or it was 5 o'clock somewhere, and they knew that mommy could have a wine.
Did they realize they were part of the reason why mommy wanted a wine?
I don't think they were that deep into it to realize that.
Did you ever have to spell in front of yours?
I don't know. Kato said it doesn't even work for the dogs. They learn how to spell. Like, you spell treat, they know what it means, so.
Or V-E-T, and I watch my dog's ears go back.
Oh, the vet?
Yep.
Yeah.
My dog didn't know the spelling, but, like, when we would go to the vet, and as soon as I got out of the car, she'd realize where she was, and she was trying to get back into the car.
What's funny is my dogs never have cared. They are excited to meet him, even though they poke him and prod him. They're like, yay, more people.
Oh, she was always scared.
Well, you say bath in front of a dog.
Words.
I used to start running the water. She would run and hide from me. Uh-huh. And I'm like, come on, Daisy. And she would put her head down and try to bury herself.
I have two towels at home that I use just for the dog only. And when he sees those, he goes and runs and hides underneath the couch. It's every time. You just got to show him the towels.
Well, mix up the towels.
But, you know, for me personally, like, I'm not a great speller. And so, you know, you realize that parents are always spelling out the easy words. Like, N-O spells no. You know, I said no, N-O. But, you know, why don't you spell out the words that are a little bit longer? Like, you know, a kid might be watching something online or see something online. Like, can I have that toy? And I'm like, possibly. P-O-S-S. Possibly.
Parents get pretty good with counting, too, because the amount of times kids get in trouble, if you don't get your butt over here in 3, 2... No, y'all never had the countdown?
Yeah, no,
it's just me in trouble all the time?
I got the countdown as well, but according to parenting experts, you're not supposed to count down.
Really?
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
You have to learn fractions.
No.
What?
Yeah, you're 3, 2, 1.
2.5.
3/4. 1/2.
Yeah, because they're not doing what these... I got you. All right. Anyway. All right, I'm going to wrap things up here.
You know what? I'm glad I don't have KIDS.
What is that?
he couldn't spell children, so he said.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, time for nerd news.
Nerd news. Nerd news. Nerd news with Tom. Yeah.
Okay, now.
I forgot my snap. Sorry.
My first story is the oldest sentence in the world was written in the first alphabet that was discovered on a comb used for removing lice from people's hair.
Okay.
But yeah. Someone stole that from my nerd news already today.
Oh, sorry. I just thought that was very interesting when I saw that.
It's in the nerd news.
He's coming to the nerd side.
I saw this in a different source, not your nerd news.
Okay, so you really? Didn't steal it from nerd news.
I did not. But I thought that was interesting. It was 1700 BC before Christ.
It's 3,700 years old.
That's old. That's an old comb. Now, it was, taken care of in one of those blue liquid containers at the barbershop.
No, it was not in one of those blue. This is news. This isn't your made-up crap.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal that story.
Okay. Next up, archaeologists have found a huge tunnel under a temple in Egypt, and they think it might lead to Cleopatra's tomb. And it's possible Mark Antony could be there, too.
Jennifer's ex.
Oh, wow.
What he's
I'm
so talented.
Thinking is that they should hire, what's his name? I just drew a blank. The guy was supposed to find the buried at the end zone thing.
Brendan Fraser?
Carlos, no.
Geraldo Rivera.
Thank you, Cato. Geraldo Rivera needs to be the guy to reveal this to us because he tried to reveal what he thought was going to be a hidden tomb under the football stadium,
really?
I think for one of the mafia bosses.
That was Al Capone.
Yeah. Al Capone's vault.
Which is...
That was
mafia.
So long ago.
Yeah.
Well, he's still alive.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he might be entombed.
No. He's posted a picture not long ago, and he's still in muscular for a 70-some-odd-year-old dude.
Who are we talking about?
Geraldo Rivera.
He's on Fox News all the time still.
Yeah, the mustache.
That's like, he's got a big mustache.
His mustache is that old, too.
I think his mustache was the one that they discovered that comb in. All right, moving along now.
Yes,
Swiss scientists found the exact nerve groups that need to be stimulated to help people with spinal cord injuries walk again.
Oh, that's great.
They already knew delivering shocks to the spine could help some people regain function. Now they know even more about how it works, which could lead to further breakthroughs. And their hope is that one day a broken back or spinal cord will not be a injury that causes you to be permanently paralyzed. So that would be amazing. I used to read science fiction books where someone would get really bad hurt, like in war or whatever, and they would have these tanks they would put in that would regrow all this stuff. We're kind of heading that way, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Also, two patients in the United Kingdom, this is another medical thing, became the first to receive transfusions of artificial blood that was made in a lab. They did not get very much, just a few teaspoons full, but that was to basically find out whether it would cause problems or not, whether our body would attack it or not. But they say if this is okay, it will help people with rare blood types, and it could even change the way we live because you won't get those annoying texts from the blood transfusion people all the time, Red Cross.
Now those,
I don't like this idea.
Yeah.
No?
No, because I feel like this company will take over. If it works, the next thing you know, they're going to be charging $1,000 a bag just to get blood. Are you going to die?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. It becomes a monopoly at that point. I don't
Well, but
like
you
this.
Still would have the other blood you could get.
Yeah, please keep donating blood.
Yeah.
And plasma.
You sound just like the text I got. Those people are like blood suckers.
I don't get any.
Well, you haven't donated then.
I mean, it's been a couple years, but
Yeah, I get it all the time.
I got tired of lying on the exam. I kept failing the exam before.
Yeah. Is right now, yeah.
There's a $100 e-gift card bonus for all first-time platelet donors.
I got a girlfriend who paid for a trip to Ireland by donating plasma.
My friends, that's how they travel.
That's how they travel.
He looks weak. but they travel a lot.
They sleep all the time on their trips.
You get a lot of money, though, for your plasma, right?
You can. My mom's checked into it, but they told her she was too old. She goes, I think that's a little discrimination here.
I tried to donate my eggs, and they told me I was geriatric.
Oh.
I was like, that is offensive.
You tried to donate your eggs?
Do you know how much they go for?
No.
We're talking thousands of dollars.
I just bought a dozen for $1.99.
They were Tori's eggs, though. You know, the thing is you realize that you are basically giving someone a child of yours to raise.
And I'd be very sorry for them. But
I mean, could you imagine, though, you're going there and you're like, hey, I got some eggs I'll donate. And they're like, I don't think anybody wants yours.
Yours are expired.
Get out of here, Granny.
The organic grass-fed.
What is it? Is it 35 when they say it's too old?
It's like 28 for donating,
oh
I think.
Gosh.
For donating. Yeah.
I thought you were too young to be turned down.
Yeah, apparently not.
Yeah.
I've been turned down.
Maybe they just
guys,
knew
so
you.
The
it's like,
we don't want none.
The women's eggs do because you have them from birth. Actually, you have them from before birth.
Why do you know more about my body than I do?
Because you don't know much about nothing.
He's a creeper.
This is interesting because it actually means that a woman can have 3 people in her at one time. She could have a daughter in her womb, and that daughter could have eggs that will one day be their grandchild.
Oh, wow.
Mind blown.
Boom. That's how we're going to end it today.
That's those little Russian dolls where you like take one apart, and then there's another one underneath,
You're
and then
right.
another one.
Wow. Wow.
Nerd news. Nerd news. Nerd news with Tom. Yeah.
Special edition mind blown.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, tipping is changing in this digital age. You know, we've talked about tipping a lot here throughout our time here on the Hawk and Tom Show, and a lot of waiters and waitresses have called in and told us how they get better tips and stuff.
And can I say to our audience, you are the worst bunch of tippers ever.
Yes.
We have never been tipped.
We've got a tip jar out in front of the station, and no one. I mean, we play the songs you want us to play sometimes.
Well, yeah. I enjoy lunch. Thank y'all.
Wait. Kato's been stealing it all these years. A little tip jar out in front of the station.
I apologize. Yeah.
Have any cows called in to complain?
No cow tipping.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
We ain't being redneck here.
Oh, my word.
This is called guilt tipping or pressure tipping.
Okay.
It's how this changed. And we've all been a victim of this.
We have?
Yeah. So 54% of people say they feel pressure to leave a tip when they pay using a store's iPad to pay.
You're right.
Yes. Because they already have like the options out there for you, 15%. You want to tip 18%, 20%, 22%, whatever.
I don't feel pressured. I was already going to tip.
Oh, well, okay. But how about the instance where you order a coffee or maybe just... You know, you order a sandwich, and then they turn it around, and they got the tip option there when you just ordered a coffee.
And I'm not going to call this venue out, but there is somewhere here where you go to the refrigerator, you get your own drink, and then when you check out, they do the little thing around, and you're supposed to tip them. And I'm like, you didn't do anything.
I don't follow you.
You go get your own drink, you get it out of the refrigerator, and then you're supposed to tip, but you got it yourself.
She's talking about your house, your parents' house.
Okay.
I don't know, but I have been to a restaurant to pick up something to go. And I literally placed my order. They
go
around going, do you want a tip? And then I have to wait for my food to take out. And at times I'm like, I just don't feel like I need to, but I do. I always do a little bit.
I always tip to-go orders, too, just a little lower.
Okay, but they say if you do that, like if you got a big order, you want to tips a little bit.
But I'm going to tip someone for a coffee.
And you are?
You mentioned that. Yeah,
okay,
like you throw them a dollar or something.
Do you really?
I mean, first of all, coffees cost $3 or $4 sometimes.
Okay, but you go to a sandwich place, order you a sandwich, and they make the sandwich, give it to you. I mean, would you tip at McDonald's? They're doing the same thing.
I'm not McDonald's, but at a sandwich shop, I would. It's just, it's like our culture has you tip places like that.
And if they're preparing it, yes, tip, for sure. if it's, again, something where you go up and you get the drink out of the...
You tipped for a service. Like, if they're doing, like, you know, if they order, if they bring... If you're, like, at a restaurant, you sit down and they're bringing you stuff, you know, every 5 minutes or checking on you, make sure you got your tea filled. That is when you tip. Mm-hmm. But now with the iPads, they just turn it around. Would you like to tip?
Next thing you know, Duke Energy is going to be charging for power.
Yeah, I know.
Which already do.
You know what? They're going to have a little tip section on your bill.
Yeah.
And it's like, would you like to tip them this week or this month for, you know, your energy?
Right. Well, I keep up with Greenville Foodies Facebook page, learning a lot about restaurants in town. And some of them now are adding a tip to everyone's check. No matter how many is in your party, if it's just you and a date, there'll be a tip added.
Okay.
And the reason was the owner responded, or manager, and said, it's for us to ensure that our servers will be taken care of.
Well,
because they're not always taken care of. And that way you don't have to worry about tipping. Do it out of your mind. It's going to be taken care of.
The way you worded that is kind of funny. It's like, you know, tip for everybody. Is it sitting there? Let's say you do have you and your date there. It's like, okay, would you like to tip? How much you like to tip? And her, how much you want to tip me? You got two tips coming your way.
That bugs me because, first of all, our society is so used to tipping. And so people are going to accidentally tip on the tip.
And I've done that.
And then also the idea that, I make sure my workers get taken care of. Why don't you take care of your workers like the other workers? Why are we taking care of them? Now, I get it that we do that with tipping. But when we tip, it's because we're like, hey, you did a good job. Thank you for doing a good job.
Going above and beyond.
But you're taking that away from us now. You're literally... It's like the government when they come and take your money and give it to someone else. No longer are you a good guy for giving someone something, and they've taken away the opportunity for you to be a good guy, but they're claiming they're the one who did it. He is taking care of his people by forcing you to give money, and he gets the credit for it, not me.
It's like all those companies where they have their foundations, but it's funded by customers. But then they get all the tax credit and everything else because they're like, yay, us, we donated. No, your customer did.
Okay, well, I will say if I was at a restaurant and they put a tip on automatically, I wouldn't go back to that restaurant. I would have tipped maybe better than they would have anyway, but I'm not going back if I'm being made to tip because that offends me.
Well, like you say, I would always tip more. Too, but I mean, if they already added, you know, the 15-18%, I would have gone to tip more, but I'll take that and not leave extra.
Well, with the guilt tipping or pressure tipping, as they call it, 54% say they feel pressure to leave a tip when the iPad is involved. And here's another reason why is because they give you the option of how much to tip, and the waiter or waitress usually standing over you at the time, seeing which button you push.
A lot of
to
them
make
don't,
it
though.
Feel,
they don't. They kind of look away or they go do something else.
Not an experience that I've had. I've had them like look right at you.
I've never had that. That would be really weird.
I've actually even changed my tip before because I felt so guilty because they just stared at me as I was pushing my button.
They're like a little to the left. There you go.
Can I move your hand for you? Just
left would be less.
You really going to push that one? Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Tom's breaking it down logically.
Well, no, she said to the left. I'm like, actually, the right would be a higher tip.
I meant from their view because they're behind us. It'll be their left. Mirroring.
Yeah, break it down.
Now it's funnier.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.